Inflation keeps creeping up as the economy slows down. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. We just got that update on a gauge the Federal Reserve closely tracks while continuing to wait to cut interest rates after rate hikes did bring inflation down from its peak. However, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index shows inflation's annual rate on the way back up again.
In January, you had 2.4%, February 2.5%, March going up to 2.7%. That is inflation that is not only sticky but rising.
Fox Business Network's Lauren Simonetti. Former President Trump's on his way to court in New York, where testimony will resume this hour. His lawyers will keep cross-examining David Pecker, former National Enquirer publisher.
Pecker has told the jury about his efforts to suppress negative stories about Trump to protect his 2016 presidential bid, including paying out a $150,000 deal with former Playboy model Karen McDougal, who claimed she had an affair with Trump. Pecker never published her allegations.
Fox's Chandler Painter. The former president is not charged over the McDougal payment. The falsifying records case centers on payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels to keep her affair allegations quiet. Anti-Israel anger rages on college campuses. That's at George Washington University this morning in Washington as protests continue across the country.
One of the worst was Emory University in Atlanta. Some demonstrators came onto campus. They were removed using tear gas, tasers, and even some rubber bullets. Some screamed as they were carried out. Emory officials were quick to say that these protesters were not part of the campus community. They were not Emory students. They said almost all of them were outside agitators.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Chinese leader Xi Jinping today. Both say they want common ground on contentious issues. Blinken says he aired U.S. concerns about China helping Russia.
Russia would struggle to sustain its assault on Ukraine without China's support.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
What will the Supreme Court decide and when? Big questions the day after a hearing to consider former President Trump's claim he should be immune from prosecution over official acts taken while in office as he challenges the federal 2020 election-related criminal case. Some justices seemed skeptical, like Elena Kagan.
Wasn't the whole point that the president was not a monarch, and the president was not supposed to be above the law?
But Justice Brett Kavanaugh said,
this case has huge implications for the presidency, for the future of the presidency, for the future of the country.
The attorney for former President Trump contends without blanket immunity, a president won't be able to make bold and fearless action when it's most needed. But the lawyer for the Justice Department warned against creating a new presidential power. Justices appeared to search for a middle ground, distinguishing between official acts and personal acts. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now a court case involving the use of AI at a school in Maryland, where an athletic director is accused of trying to take down the principal.
Police say Dazon Darian faked the voice of Pikesville High School's principal after he got word his contract would not be renewed. Darian is accused of using artificial intelligence to create the audio recording that included racist and anti-Semitic comments. Baltimore County Public Schools Superintendent Miriam Rogers says when the recording emerged, they knew they had a problem on their hands.
We made it clear that we couldn't attest to the veracity of the recording. We asked everyone not to rush to judgment.
But the clip spread quickly on social media, resulting in a flood of hate-filled responses and phone calls to the high school office. Darian is in custody and charged with theft, stalking, and retaliating against a witness. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures rising after that inflation report. The NFL draft started last night. The Chicago Bears picked Caleb Williams, quarterback, as number one. Washington took another quarterback second, Jaden Daniels. There were six of the first 12 picks were quarterbacks. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.